Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
Come on, let's have some fun. I mean, let's really, really have some fun. We're going to have it right here on the podcast, but why wouldn't we just make a complete train wreck out of the swamp in Washington, D.C. right now? Since a group of Republicans have gone nuclear on Kevin McCarthy and he's booted as Speaker of the House, why not just bring the entire establishment to its knees at this point? Why not? We're not stopping anything anyway. Controlling the House hasn't done a thing. It hasn't changed anything Biden's doing. It hasn't changed the border. It hasn't changed the economy. It hasn't changed the spending on the war. It hasn't changed the debt. It hasn't changed the deficit. It hasn't changed anything. So having control of the House hasn't really done anything. It's maybe kept them in check a little bit, but we've all watched the presidency just become more and more powerful. Somehow, some way, a system that was set up with checks and balances has now become so slanted toward the executive branch and the president of the United States that whoever wins the White House basically does whatever the hell they want, no matter what. And then they just fight lawsuits until somebody says you have to stop. That's what happens. So you get to do something for 2 years until a court somewhere rules that you can't do it any longer. That's what we've become. If we've become that bloated, big, disastrous, lacking in checks and balances government, why not go completely nuclear here? You can laugh this off all you want. I did a patron podcast yesterday, and I broached this subject immediately. First of all, I didn't think the speaker was going to be kicked out. I thought they'd come to better senses. That didn't happen. Matt Gaetz is a rogue, and it's ridiculous that one member of a party, a conference, can kick the speaker out. But that's the rules that are set up, and that's the way the game is played. And so that's indeed what happened. I'm not going to react like this is some sort of a disaster, like all of the Republicans that you see. I mean, you're seeing all these Republicans everywhere. Oh my God, what a terrible day for America. What a horrible thing this has happened. Oh, can you believe this? You kidding me? We got way bigger problems than not having a Speaker of the House. Exactly how does not having a speaker change my life today? It doesn't. And for all the people that are freaked out that this is, we can't have this. We can't do this. This is unbelievable. It's unprecedented. This is a disaster for the party. Really? Because they're going to get a new speaker. What's the difference? They act like there will not be a speaker. Like the House just is gone. Like there's no House now. There's just a Senate and a White House. And that's it. And there's no House anymore. It's still there. There will be a speaker. There's no urgency. Right? What would the urgency be at this point? What is it that they're going to pass, that the Senate's going to pass, that the president's going to sign? Nothing. Since that's the case, and the Democrats clearly stabbed McCarthy in the back, Nancy Pelosi has stabbed him in the back, the temporary speaker, Patrick McHenry, one of his first orders of business after taking over as the temp speaker yesterday, kicked Pelosi out of her fancy office in the Capitol building. She has what's called a hideaway suite or a hideaway office. And they kicked her out of it while she was out of town. So she went back on her word. There's an honor. Okay, you've seen the honor among presidents, right? Where they don't bash former presidents, things like that. That's gone. The Democrats did that. That's gone. That ended. They couldn't stand it. That's over. That's just done. That ended a long time ago. So that's gone. Apparently now the speaker decorum is gone because Pelosi went back on her word where she said to McCarthy, I'll always have your back. You've been good for us. We'll be good for you. Whatever. All Pelosi had to do was call up a few members of her party and say, listen, support McCarthy. Keep him in there. The only reason they wanted McCarthy out is the mayhem it creates for the Republican Party or Republican brand, which I don't think is affected next year. We're still over a year away from the vote. No, nobody's going to remember this. Voters are not going to punish Republicans because they kicked out their own Speaker of the House. This is a game they play in D.C. For the Democrats, it's funny. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's funny, and that's it. There is no real consequence to this. But Pelosi went against McCarthy, so McCarthy has his Lieutenant McHenry kick her out of her office. This is the kind of crap we're talking about, folks. So if that's what we have in this swamp, if that's what we have in this bubble, in this insane place where all these narcissists live and breathe and are enriching themselves at our expense, let's really have some fun here. Let's go nuclear option on the House of Representatives. Let's make Donald Trump Speaker of the House. You do not have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. This is such a complete and utter no-brainer. I don't know why it just didn't happen almost immediately. Of course, there's a bunch of rhinos in Congress that would not want to approve Trump. They wouldn't want to vote for him. They don't like him. There's a bunch of them. There's enough to keep him from becoming House Speaker. Let's expose every single one of them right now. Put him on record as voting against Trump for being Speaker of the House. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? And wouldn't that change the way we do business in the Republican Party forever? Let's do this. He'd get hundreds of votes. He wouldn't get across the first time. But imagine if the party decided to do this. Imagine Donald Trump involved in all these lawsuits with the power of Congress, the House of Representatives, to subpoena attorneys general that are indicting him and bringing them in front of Congress. And now he's in charge of their trial. Imagine that. Imagine something even better. Imagine Donald Trump now being in charge after being impeached by the Democrats. Imagine him as Speaker of the House now being in charge of impeaching Joe Biden, the man he will run against. Imagine the phone call from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. You end all these things right now. Every single one of them, every single one of these cases goes away. You and I are going to run against each other. That's going to be that. And as long as there's no legal proceedings, we're fine. You have 48 hours to drop every one of these cases, or we're going full nuclear here in the House to impeach you. We have subpoena power. We're bringing everybody in. We're going to go completely nuclear on you, Biden. We're going to expose this entire deal. They won't look at Congress and blame it on them. They'll blame it on Trump. Trump's supporters will love it. It will be the biggest crap show in history during an election. You would have one presidential candidate leading an impeachment proceeding against his opponent, and the other opponent taking the Department of Justice, because he's in power, and using it to indict and try to arrest his opponent. If they're going to do it, we need to do it. Folks, there's nothing to miss out on the next year. There's no business of Congress. Don't bring me this. Oh, we got to do this and we're going to get this. They're not getting anything done. Mitch McConnell couldn't get anything passed in the Senate if he tried. And he doesn't support any of it. Any of the things that we want to have done, Mitch McConnell doesn't support. He's got to go. He's actually a much bigger problem than Kevin McCarthy. So if we're going to do this, if we're going to make a mockery of the entire system, let's make a mockery of the system until the rules are changed. Or at least the decorum is reset. And people decide they're not going to do this. But to sit here and say, we're going to let Democrats impeach Trump for a phone call. I mean, just ridiculous. The Democrats can impeach him. They can arrest him. They can indict him. They're going to do all this. And we're never going to fight back. We're just going to fight each other. That's true. Trump's message was loud and clear about this. Don't kick McCarthy out. Stop fighting within the Republican Party and start using your aggression against the Democrats because they're going to steal the election. Put Trump in charge of the budget, how much money could be appropriated for election integrity. What could Donald Trump do in a year while running for president as Speaker of the House to help him get elected? What could he do? And who could blame him? The president of the United States is using the Department of Justice to get a Democrat elected, whether that's Biden or somebody else. Folks, this is an absolute and utter complete no-brainer. And I don't know how they would get to the winning number of votes, but there has to be a way. There has to be backroom deals made. There have to be handshake agreements. There has to be, if Trump becomes president, you'll get this committee or this appointment or whatever. It could be done. Trump is a deal maker. He's a deal maker. The best part, we get free entertainment. We get free entertainment for a year. You don't have to pay for this entertainment. It's not like a sporting event, and there's no commercial breaks. When the crap's hitting the fan on this deal, it's just right there for you to watch live. It's fantastic. It's free entertainment. And it would be, in my estimation, something positive. Is it good for the country? Hell no. It's not good for the country. This is not the way to do it. But it is good for breaking down the system that's broken. That's where I have something in common with Matt Gaetz. I wouldn't have done what he did. I'm not happy he did what he did. I wish they hadn't done it. I wish we just kept going and did our thing, and there was a little momentum with some of the investigations and things like that taking place. I would have been just fine with this never happening. But now that it's happened, to sit here and say, this is the worst, darkest day ever, and the House of Representatives will never... Now, who cares who the speaker is? They're getting a new speaker. It may be Steve Scalise in a matter of days. It could be an outsider. It could be Lee Zeldin, the former congressman. Everybody likes him. Hell, I think it'd be funny if somebody nominated Tucker Carlson. I think it'd be hysterical. But mostly, at this point, let's distract the Democrats. Let's make their heads explode. Let's get them to take their eye off the ball and start freaking out about what may happen. Without the American public electing him, let's put Donald Trump in a real position of power, which, by the way, is third in line for the presidency. Can you imagine their reaction? Can you imagine the media? And there will be no keeping this one-sided. For the media for a year to say, look at Trump, what he's doing to Biden. Look at this. This is all that. And people are going to go, yeah, but look what they were doing to Trump. Remember these other four trials over here? Especially the one in New York that's a civil trial that there's no victim and really no crime. And so, wait, what? Trump's the bad guy because now he's doing it back to them? Oh my God, it would be glorious. I don't know. I haven't even thought it through, folks. I've not thought one second about how that would affect who would win the election. I haven't thought this through. I'm willing to tell you I haven't thought it through. All I want is to do to them what they do to us. That's all. At this point, this house is sterile. It's got no chance. The new speaker, it's going to be really hard to get anything done. They're probably going to have a hard time agreeing on who the new speaker would be. We got a couple of fellows have stepped forward already. Troy Nehls, a Republican congressman, has already said his first order of business when they're back in session will be to nominate Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. Greg Stube, I think he's from Florida. He said, I'm in. I'll co-nominate Trump. We're on. We're Trumping. Let's go. I don't think you'd have any trouble with Matt Gaetz jumping on board and his 21 people, although only 8 went rogue in this vote. But Gaetz has essentially about 21, about 10% of the conference. So he's got those votes. I think people like Mark Alford here in the Kansas City area, who's been supporting McCarthy all along and supported him in this vote, would immediately say, well, I'm for Trump. There's all kinds of Republicans out there that have supported the system, stayed within the guidelines, said, I want to help the speaker because I want to be on this committee or that committee, that would immediately say, oh, I'm for Trump. Let's do that. How could you not be for Trump to be Speaker of the House? I mean, this would just be the greatest story in American politics. I think Kevin McCarthy would be for Trump. And I think Trump, if this happened, and I don't think it will, I'm not sure Trump is, I think he may put out a statement that he doesn't want to do it, which I don't know why, because he's such a fighter. If you want to be a fighter, go there and fight your business in the House. There is no people's business. Whatever you think you can get done in the House isn't clearing the Senate and Joe Biden isn't signing. There's no new laws coming out of the Republicans. It's not happening. So if there's no people's business, go do your business now in a position of power where you can subpoena others in front of your committees and the people that you put on your committees and do it the way you want to do it. Let's fight this election for the presidency. Let's not play by their rules. This is rewriting the rules. This is burning the rule book, rewriting the rules and saying, we'll decide what we're going to do as a party. It is Trump taking hold. It is putting rhinos on blast if they don't support him. And it is him rallying the entire Republican Party. It can be done. It must be done. There is no reason for him not to do it. My God, we know Congress doesn't work that hard. We know they're always off and always on vacation. Trump will have plenty of time to campaign. Come on, folks. You got to admit, this is the best idea you've heard. It's the best idea you've heard. There is no reason for this not to happen. There are already members of the Republican Conference saying they will not support anyone and vote yes for anyone until the rule is changed that one member of the House can put forth a motion and kick the speaker out. I'm okay with that. I think that would pass. I think that would, well, we'd have to see. I don't know. There may be some Democrats on board with that. It seems reasonable. It seems reasonable that you would need, I don't know, support of 10% of the House to bring forth a motion to vacate. That seems reasonable to me. So, you know, 40-some people supporting, like, you'd have to have 40-some people supporting Matt Gaetz yesterday to put forth the motion to vacate. And if you had that, that seems reasonable to me. Then let's vote on it. We got all these people, let's vote on it. But this was just Matt Gaetz, who went out and knew that he'd been able to round up seven other people to vote with him and that that would be enough. And in the end, it was. So I get that, but my God, how long would it take Congress, the House, to change the rules? Or are we just talking about a Republican rule, which probably is much easier to do? And I think that I don't know how the conference works. I would assume a simple majority within the conference can rewrite the rule. So that would be 51% of the Republicans would agree that we're changing this rule, that one person can't put forth a motion to vacate, that it must be a group of, in this case, maybe 25 or something like that. I'm okay with that. That ought to be able to be done behind closed doors if we're just talking about the Republican conference. And that would be fair for the next speaker. I don't think this was fair for Kevin McCarthy. I'm no big McCarthy fan, but I don't think this is fair for McCarthy. I think the biggest forthcoming news now in the United States is, would Donald Trump entertain the thought of becoming Speaker of the House? And I think it would just be the greatest show on earth. Please, please let this happen. Let's do this. Matt Gaetz has named five members of the House that voted to keep McCarthy, that he would be okay with being the speaker, that he'd vote yes for and support. He's named five of them. Steve Scalise is one of them. Steve Scalise voted to keep McCarthy in. And seems like, if Vegas were laying odds down, seems most likely to be next Speaker of the House, as long as he wants to do it, and it sounds like he does. So the odds are on Steve Scalise being the next Speaker, and it seems like that would be fairly easy because Gaetz and his people will already say they'll support him. I don't know why the rest of the House wouldn't, the rest of the Republican Conference wouldn't support him, but it's just sitting right there. That's probably what's going to happen, but wouldn't it be fun to watch the Republicans scramble around and try to put Trump in and see the people that would be opposed to that and say, that's not right. It should be a member of the House. Nope. It does not have to be a member of the House. And there's nothing that says it. How about Elon Musk? I got all kinds of people that'd be really, really interesting to see him in there. I mean, there's no rules against Elon Musk. He's an American citizen. I don't think that he has to be natural born, does he, to be Speaker of the House? Is it the same rule as the presidency? That's somebody that's elected, somebody that's appointed by the Republican Conference. They can appoint who they want. I'm pretty sure it would have to be an American citizen. I'm ready for a crap show, folks. I'm sorry. You may be completely against what I'm peddling today, but I don't see him getting anything done in the next year anyway. So let's turn the entire body into a machine against the Democrats, period. Let's weaponize the House of Representatives. They've weaponized the DOJ. Let's weaponize the House. That's it. That's my thoughts for the, that's my big thoughts, big picture thoughts on what should happen right now. KKHI is brought to you by Earth Effects Outdoor. It is fall. It is the best time to get some landscaping done. Whether you need aeration and overseeding of your lawn, weeds out of your beds, bushes trimmed up, everything got overgrown this year, trees trimmed, you need to build a berm, you got water drainage problems, Earth Effects Outdoor will do that for you. This is the best lawn and landscape company in Kansas City. They've been in business over 25 years, and they would love to work for you, your family, or your business. They're online at eeoutdoor.com or call 816-478-7000. 7700 for Earth Effects Outdoor Lawn and Landscape Company. Window World, simply the best for less, is the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. They win customer satisfaction awards every single year because they treat customers with great respect. They have terrific products that have lifetime warranties that are made in America, windows, siding, and doors, and the installation crews take care of your home like it's their own. There's nothing else, really. Oh, except free financing. That's available as well. Call Window World today. Whether you need one window, honest to goodness, if you just need one window, they'll do that job. If you need 100 windows, they'd love your project. 816-799-0820 for Window World. Simply the best for less. And Ideal Health KC, Dr. Kip Van Camp. I get more emails about Dr. Van Camp than just about anything. They're like, well, what do you, and I say, I tell everybody the same thing. I don't know that much about regenerative medicine. We had him on the podcast. I've spent a few hours speaking with him about it because I'm concerned that I will get to a point in my life where I'm going to be looking for something to help me relieve pain. I do believe personally that my body is the best medicine. That's why I didn't take the shot for COVID. I believe that I will ward it off. I've warded off everything to this point. And I just believe in my own body. That's the medicine that he uses. It's from your body, whether it's blood spinning, whether it's ozone therapy or your body's own tissue, stem cell tissue therapy. This guy's written all kinds of stories and publications have printed all of the work that he's done. There's nobody in Kansas City who's been doing this longer than Dr. Van Camp. This has been a passion of his since helping his dad when it was very experimental 15 years ago. Now he can maybe help you. The consultation is what it's all about. Go talk to the man and see if he can relieve what is ailing you. Whether it's joint pain, COVID shot issues, Alzheimer's onset, Parkinson's, there are things that he might be able to do for you that it may work for you. Not for everyone. You may go there and go, nope, this isn't going to work for me. I get that. But it's a great, great opportunity to try something different than what has not worked for you already. IdealHealthKC.com, 913-745-5300. At 1:20 today, and many of you will listen to this after 1:20, I understand that. At 1:20 today, Central Time, your phone's going to go off. Your phone's going to go crazy. The Federal Emergency Alert System is going to take over your phone. No matter what kind of phone you have. You got a phone number, they got you. This is when you really know how massive and big and powerful our federal government is. How many phones are there in this country? 300 million? Every single one of them is going off at 1:20 Central Time today. It is a test of the emergency alert system. They've only done this once before, and it was botched. Shocker. So they're trying it again. You've heard these alerts on radio and television before. This is a test of the emergency alert system. And then it goes, beep. You've heard those. This is going to happen on your phone today. They've got us. If they can do that to your phone, they can pretty much see anything in your phone, can't they? Let's be honest. They can see it all. Look, I'm all about safety, natural disasters, things like that. It's not what this is. What happens when they decide to use this and say, get your COVID shot? Don't forget to mask up. 6 feet apart. Honestly, what's next? What's next? If this is where they're going, and this is the system that they want to implement, and they say it's because of natural disasters, this really, truly is about, if it's national in scope, what it's truly about is nuclear war. Here come the nukes. They're lobbing them at us. Everybody should be warned. The Russians are sending 50 nuclear weapons at our country. That's really what this is about. It's not about a tornado in Kansas. There's a tornado in Kansas. They don't need this system in Sacramento. If it's a hurricane in Florida, they don't need this in Kansas. This is everywhere, all at once. Boom. Every single American with a phone. only thing I can think it's for is for a nuclear war. Or an alien invasion. They got us, man. They're not putting this in for nuclear war. And they're not doing it for an alien invasion. They're testing to see if they can reach everybody all at once on their phone with whatever they want to do, whether it's culling information out of your phone or instructing you to do something they want you to do. I don't think they're going to use it for have a nice day. They got us. Okay, we'll get to some sports stories. This is where sports and news collide right here. And this was the kind of story that I love talking about when I was on radio and other people got really nervous that I was talking about it. There is a baseball pitcher who's made dozens, tens of millions of dollars named Trevor Bauer. You may recall I said on the podcast 2 years ago and this year that the Royals should sign Trevor Bauer or trade for him, whatever his status was, and put him in their starting rotation. I received many emails from many people saying, "You're a fool, Kevin. That guy's a freak. He's a criminal. He's a thug." And I said, "I don't think so. I've read about this case, and I don't think so." It's been going on for 2 years. After 3 days, a woman named Lindsay Hill, after 3 days, she accused him of beating her up, bruising her, and filed a criminal complaint against Trevor Bauer, who has a net worth, according to these suits and what we're about to play for you, $51 million. This woman lived in San Diego. Allegedly, she was going to be his girlfriend in L.A. on the weekends when the Dodgers were playing. She would drive up from San Diego and stay the weekend with him. She told him that what she really liked was rough sex. She liked being choked out, which I guess when you're having sex, you choke somebody until they pass out or something. I don't know. I'm just telling you. There's Tiger Woods, we learned, was a freaky dude. He used to slam his Perkins waitress against the wall and paintings would fall off the wall. We know I've spoken to former players who had all kinds of crazy things. I talked to a former football player one time who bragged that he used a curling iron to burn the buttocks of women that he slept with. All right, there's some freaky stuff out there. And he claimed, "Man, I just find these women that loved it. They loved getting their buns burned." Huh? Okay, so that goes on. And as long as two people are doing what two people want to do, what do I care? Trevor Bauer meets a girl that says she likes it kind of rough. "You're a big, strong athlete," and he is a big, strong athlete. Okay, this isn't, Gerard Dyson. This is a big 6'3", burly pitcher man, right? And this woman's attractive, whatever, and she likes things apparently that another person had set them up, whatever. Well, after a short period of time, it's like ending or over or whatever, and she files a complaint that he beat her up. And that, you're in LA now. That's it. You're guilty. We're believing the woman. It's over. This is done. Woman power, girl power. Hey, trust the victim. There is no innocent until proven guilty. No, none of that. I'm like, wait, this doesn't make sense. That this woman drove up from San Diego on weekends to be with Trevor Bauer when the Dodgers were at home and liked it rough or whatever. And the whole thing made sense. No sense. None of it. We immediately got a reaction from ESPN, Sarah Spain, that he must be released and kicked out of baseball. The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal, who I think we'll probably see in World Series coverage, right? Same thing. Must be released, blackballed from the game. This is terrible. But the real injustice was a woman named Molly Knight at The Athletic who reported that he fractured Lindsay Hill's skull on purpose, not rough sex, not an accident, that he beat her up and fractured her skull. After 2 years of no baseball, lost revenue, millions and millions of dollars, reputation shattered, ruined, media targeting. This is like Donald Trump 2.0. Everybody was against Trevor Bauer. He is completely exonerated. It is over. And he now, after suing the entities and them going, "Uh-oh, we screwed up," including Lindsay Hill, is able to speak about this publicly for the first time. And he has made a video. And what really happened here is she made a video that on the morning that she allegedly was bleeding and bruised, he's asleep in bed and she makes a video of herself smiling and stuff. There are texts from her to her girlfriend about how she's going to steal from him. She's going to set him up, that he's going to have her choke her out and then claim that he did this and file a suit and extort this money from him. It was all one giant scam, and it's been proven, and this cannot stand in America, and apparently there is no crime here, and Lindsay Hill is not going to jail, and nothing's going to happen to her, and ESPN and The Athletic are not reporting on this story now. Trevor Bauer will come back to baseball. He should already be a Royal. He never did anything wrong other than maybe having some sexual fetishes, which you don't even want to know your favorite athlete's sexual fetishes. I can promise you that right now. You don't want to know. So he hasn't done anything wrong. He's never hurt anybody in his life. And he is mad. And he was able to make a video, and it's 4 minutes long, and I'm not going to play it all for you. But here's a clip of Trevor Bauer reading the texts that they were able to get because they sued her in discovery, and an explanation as to why he didn't want any money or anything from anyone. He just wants to play baseball. This should be the man of the year in the United States. Listen to this.
Next victim, star pitcher for the Dodgers. A text Lindsay Hill sent to a friend before she ever even met me. What should I steal? She asked another in reference to visiting my house for the first time. The answer? Take his money. So how might that work? I'm going to his house Wednesday, she said. I already have my hooks in. You know how I roll. Then, after the first time we met, net worth is 51 mil, she said. Bitch, you better secure the bag, was the response. But how is she going to do that? Need daddy to choke me out, she said. Being an absolute whore to try to get in on his 51 million, read another text. Then, after the second time we met, former Padres pitcher Jacob Nix told her, you got to get this bag. I'll give you 50,000, Lindsay replied. Her AA sponsor asked her at one point, do you feel a tiny bit guilty? Not really, she replied. Now, over the last 2 years, I've been forced to defend my integrity and my reputation in a very public setting. But hopefully this is the last time I have to do so, as I'd prefer to just remain focused on doing my job, winning baseball games and entertaining fans around the world. So today, I'm happy to be moving on with my life.
Okay, so he wants nothing. He just wants to pitch again and make a living. I totally respect that. That's not the way I'd go. He had filed a suit against The Athletic, but it turns out what Molly Knight did was basically on her own and not The Athletic's responsibility, so that one was dropped. I don't know if he's going to go after Molly Knight. I don't know if there's anything for Molly Knight to go after. She was the worst offender here. She literally reported that he fractured the woman's skull while she personally was in possession of the medical records showing that he did not fracture the skull. Now, let me repeat this. This is how bad media are. This is how crazy leftists are. And Molly Knight is a crazy leftist who supports women victims, regardless of whether they're victims or not. Say you're a victim, it's okay. Here's the real problem. Everybody can see this. This was contrived. There's no crime here. She's not going to jail. The woman's not doing anything. The reporter who did this, no punishment. There's nothing here. They just get away with it. We can't have that. We have to write laws that if you accuse somebody of this and it is not true, that you get punished, that you serve jail time, that you pay all the legal fees. All of these things. Molly Knight reported on The Athletic that Lindsay Hill had a fractured skull because Trevor Bauer beat her up. And Molly Knight was in possession of the medical records that showed Lindsay Hill did not have a fractured skull. It doesn't get any worse than this. Trevor Bauer has one of the greatest Twitter handles ever. It's Bauer Outage. Because he gets batters out, and it's a play on Power Outage. I just love it. I've always loved his Twitter handle. I just can't think of anyone who's ever been wronged by media more than this man. And you know what happened? The Dodgers let him go, baseball blackballed him, the Royals wouldn't touch him. Why? Not because of their own due diligence, because of the media. They didn't want to fight the media. They didn't want the Royals didn't want bad news from The Athletic and Ken Rosenthal and Molly Knight. That's what this was about. We say in sports, I've always said, there's no bias in sports. If you can pitch, you can pitch. We don't care if you're male, female, young, old, black, white, whatever. It's not true. anymore. It is not true in this country anymore. A team will not touch you if liberal media don't like you. They won't. They won't have you. And that's what happened to Trevor Bauer, and that is just disgusting. Back 9 Development is Kansas City's custom home builder. If you've got a building project, if you have land, or if you have a site you'd like to develop, call TJ Vilkanskis and say, hey, TJ, what are you thinking about this? We know you're a tremendous developer. I'm thinking about this idea, whether it's a house, whether it's a development, a commercial development. 785-236-0161 is TJ's number. It really doesn't hurt to call him and say, here's what we're thinking. Back 9 Development does all kinds of big custom projects. They love building custom homes. They're building several in the Kansas City area. They're getting ready to develop some land with big 1 or 2 acre lots that will be for sale where you can build your own custom home. It's beautiful, beautiful work they do. Back9development.com. 785-236-0161 for back9development.com. Buck Disposal, a new company from Buck Roofing. Buck Disposal is built because Ron was having trouble with disposal companies on his job sites. If you have any sort of disposal need, and this isn't your trash that you take out every Friday, we're talking about remodeling projects, business remodels, moving projects. If you're moving, getting rid of stuff, want to throw it out, call Buck. He'll bring a dumpster to your residence. Throw anything you want in it. They'll come back and pick it up when you're done with it. Cities, municipalities, landscape companies, tree removal companies, they'll work on Saturdays and Sundays if necessary. Buck Disposal. The disposal companies with these big, large disposal bins in Kansas City are all corporate entities where you can't get any service. The people are out of town. Ron Buck is ready to serve you. BuckDisposal.com. 913-242-7695. That's 913-242-7695. The best ideas are born from necessity. And so Ron Buck has started this side company as part of what he does with his main company, Buck Roofing. I think it's genius, and I hope in some way it helps you. BuckDisposal.com. Hey, here's a chance to play some great golf on an award-winning golf course and have a great getaway for a day or two if you'd like. Stay at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan and play Colbert Hills, the number one course in Kansas. You can do it for $110 a player. That includes your golf and your hotel room. Stay a couple of nights, 3 nights. See some sights, go to a game, do whatever. Book it now. How about a team outing for some of the folks at work? You got some sales reps you want to recognize? Hey, we're hitting the road. We're all going to go play golf and spend the night in Manhattan for a night. It's very inexpensive for your company. Call Zoe at the Plumont Hotel in Sales and Events. 785-473-7091. That's 785-473-7091. Or log on to BluemontHotel.com. You'll see the number there. And just call them and ask about staying and playing Colbert Hills for $110. She might even hook you up with a free drink at Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center, restaurant and bar right there at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan. Okay, I've got something I'm not going to play for you because I'm going to assume that everybody in this audience has already seen it, heard it, and fully know about it. Once a week, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets quarterback, goes on the Pat McAfee Show. He's done this for a couple of years now. During the pandemic, Rodgers was the most outspoken person in sports that the people running sports and our government were freaking crazy. Isn't that what Austin Powers said? Freaking crazy. So he's been on this a long time. He's famously not jabbed. I respect that about Aaron Rodgers. He's on the Pat McAfee Show on Tuesday, and they start talking about the Jets-Chiefs game. And he says, you know, the defense did such a nice job. He got a few yards early on, but Mr. Pfizer didn't exactly light us up. He calls Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer. Now that Kelce has done the Bud Light spots, the Pfizer commercials, I don't know. I don't think Travis Kelce thinks about politics and social things that much. I really don't. I think he's an open and accepting person. He has, until this point, mostly dated black women. Not that that matters, there's anything there, but just as a reference point, I just don't think he's deep into politics. I don't. I think he loves money, and I think he knows after football, his future is big, giant executives with piles of money that are liberal and playing into their game. He knows Hollywood's liberal. He He knows the networks are liberal. He knows all of this. He's only helping his career. That's the main thing he's doing. He may wind up being in politics and really being outspoken about a lot of stuff. He may. He may support Joe Biden. I don't know. During the next campaign. I can't speak for that. What I can tell you is he has always been calculated about what's next after football. He's always thought about it. He started that Catching Kelce show. How many years is that? 10 years ago? How many years has it been since he did a TV reality show called Catching Kelce when nobody knew who he was and it was a really bad show? He was already into Hollywood. To his credit, it has never kept him from being a Hall of Famer and a great, great player. So I don't worry about what Travis Kelce does along these lines. I think far differently of him today, now that he's done the Bud Light spot and the Pfizer spot, than I ever have. But it doesn't change the fact that I love him as a football player. I don't know that we could be friends, like, you know, buddies, if that's the kind of stuff he's doing. But he might just explain it to his friends that, you know how much Pfizer pays me? I'm taking it. We've discussed that. Travis Kelce is underpaid as a tight end. He should be paid as a wide receiver, which would what? Double his salary? At least 50% raise his salary. But he's not. He's paid as a tight end. So go make all the money you can, Trav. Do it. But you're going to be subjected to guys like Aaron Rodgers who are going to make fun of you and call you Mr. Pfizer. And make no mistake about this. The only real opinion that I have right now of this trailer situation, Travis and Taylor, the only real opinion I have is this will end poorly. It will. They're going to be mocked. They're going to be made fun of. I'm not sure. Well, the Swifties aren't deep enough that it's trouble because no matter what happens, they'll believe that Travis Kelce's the bum. They will. They believe every Taylor Swift ex is a bum and that Taylor's awesome. So they've got that. Look, this is great for both of them right now. It's probably going to end amicably and whatever, but the whole thing is silly. It can't last. And more people 2 weeks in are just making fun of both of them. I thought it's always been fun to make fun of Taylor Swift. I think there's a lot to pick on there. There's a lot to pick on. First of all, she's not that attractive. Just saying. She's not. She's not a great singer. She's a great businesswoman, great marketer. She is the Pied Piper. Girls follow her. They love her. Girl power, empowerment, men suck. Abortion's cool. We got to be able to abort those babies, girls. Because you're going to grow up and get pregnant. You're going to need to go to an abortion clinic. Don't talk about taking the pill. We got to be able to abort these babies now. She supports Democrats. She's going to get political next year. You can bank on it. Her movie's getting ready to hit theaters. Travis is in season. It's all very calculated. But when you do that, guys, truth tellers like Aaron Rodgers are going to make fun of you. And I'm with Aaron. Mr. Pfizer is what he calls Travis Kelce. The reaction for Pat McAfee was priceless. He puts his hands over his face. He's like, oh my God, did Aaron Rodgers just go there and call Travis Kelce Mr. Pfizer? And he did. And it was spectacular. A Jackson County executive is now saying that they may be in a position where it's going to have to be two different votes for stadiums in Kansas City, one for the Chiefs and one for the Royals. This is pretty simple. If that's the case, this is Jackson County saying goodbye to the Royals, go to Clay County, and we'll keep the Chiefs. That really is what this means. If they separate them, that's what's going to happen. People are going to vote yes for Chiefs and no for Royals, which sends the Royals to Clay County, which may be happening anyway, because they really don't have a site in Jackson County. If we're being honest, the Royals really don't have a site. The East Village site is horrendous. It's terrible, and they recognize that now. And they know that nobody thinks it's a good idea. And they don't really have another site. Although there's some available, not exactly downtown, but close to downtown, that could be viable. They just haven't pulled the trigger on that and figured out a way to do that. They may be working on that. But if Jackson County is saying, look, two votes, separate questions on the same ballot, should we spend this money on the Chiefs? Should we spend this money on the Royals? That's Jackson County playing hardball with the Royals, saying, see you later. We know how the voters will react to that right now, and sorry for your bad luck. And it could happen. It could happen. The whole thing by the Royals was so botched. It's so typical. So typical. Our final is brought to you by BeStock.net, featuring a Samsung TU 7000 65-inch TV, $349 this month only. That is their October special at BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. I want to repeat it again. A brand new Samsung TU 7000 65-inch 4K smart TV, $349. They have Chromebooks right now, $79. If you buy the TV for $349, they'll sell you the Chromebook for $49. This is just crazy. Check out the website and head to the Deals tab. And don't forget their red tag auction item of the week. You can find that at thekklist.com. Go to thekklist.com and click on red tag auction item of the week and see what the item is every week at bstock.net. These things start at $10. Sometimes they're $1,000 items that sell for $100. Check it every single week at the KK List, red tag auction item. It's right there on our website, thekklist.com, which has all our great sponsors and advertisers like MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Man, Mike Lindell is in a bad way. American Express took his credit away. He's got all kinds of entities now, Google search, television companies that will not advertise his MyPillow. I think they might be in some trouble. I think the company could be in really hard times right now. If you've ever thought about supporting Mike Lindell and MyPillow, find something on the website right now and think about making a purchase, even if it's just some slippers, because cool weather's coming, or a dog pillow or a pet blanket, or the original MyPillows, which are awesome. Go to MyPillow.com/KKHI. He is running out of places to promote his products. MyPillow.com/KKHI. The promo code is the biggest discount they have on any item you see at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Mike Lindell, his credit line got taken away, apparently by American Express. And hey, Mizzou fans, you got a game of games coming up Saturday, hosting LSU. Tickets for Less has you covered. It's on ticketsforless.com. Promo code KKHI. You can score big savings on your next ticket or to see your favorite team. It's all right there. Sports, music, theater, always 5 to 15% off with the promo code KKHI. You want to go to Ole Mizzou this week? Use that promo code KKHI for the big game. Our final is Heinz Company. They have made 100 bottles of a product called ketchup and seemingly ranch. Heinz. You know Heinz. Heinz has made it. Why would they only make 100 bottles of this? Ketchup and seemingly ranch. It may really be something. Apparently a lot of people think it's tasty, or they've sampled it with different media outlets. The 100 bottles are available online somehow. Is there an auction or an entry, a lottery for these bottles? These are called ketchup and seemingly ranch because 2 weeks ago on national television at Arrowhead Stadium in a suite, Taylor Swift was dipping, I don't know, a chicken finger something into, clearly she dipped it into ketchup and then something next to it that seemingly was ranch, but nobody really knows. You couldn't tell. Ketchup and seemingly ranch. This is for Swifties. It's insane what's going on with Taylor Swift in this country. It's crazy. Ketchup and Seemingly Ranch. Available. Go to Heinz.com, I think, if you're interested. I'm not that interested. It sounds nasty to me. Ranch is okay. Ketchup's awesome. Mixing the two is not my thing. Apparently, it's what T-Swizzle does. If T-Swizzle does it, Heinz is going to find a way to capitalize on it. Our silly little final today at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.